By promoting indigenous fruit tree species, the Namibian Directorate of Forestry does not work in isolation, but with the Ministries of Agriculture, Trade and Industry. They also work with a Namibian-based NGO, the Center for Research, Information and Action for Development in Africa. This is an interview with Mr. Joseph Hailua, Director of Forestry, Ministry of Environment and Tourism, Namibia.
Currently, the project covers actually the whole escarpment of the northern part of Namibia. If you look at the Namibian map, on the west we have some bigger urban areas or some settlements like Oshakati, Ondangwa there. We move to Rundu and Katima. All those places currently we have people, the communities organized to work with our people to learn how to add more value to their products and how to process their products. And already we are taking those products like gems, put them in our presentations here in town in the city of Windhoek in Namibian center. So currently we are already giving that information to the rest of the public. And to share with you that CREA has also gone further to secure some market and in the international community. We are currently exporting the oil from marula nuts, from marula fruits. And this oil, apparently, they are used for some cosmetic product, and they are of high value. Now, we are now taking this message to the people that once they secure the large amount of this product, we are able to promote this product at international level. That is one of the products. But other products now, is we are trying to test them at local markets. And if the people, they are demanding more quantity of this, it will also give us a courage to plant more of those species and to encourage people, or assist people to plant more of those species.
Mr. Hailua, I was mentioned one of the NGOs involved in the trading facilities, that is SADC. What does it stand for and what does it do?
I think it's a Center for Information and Research in the Southern African Development Community. That is one of the that company or NGO which is really active in assisting communities. And we are working together. We actually employ them, sometimes consult them, and then they go out there, they train our people. Together we are also working with the local university at the food science division. We work together with them, we consult them, we go together to the people, we train them, and some of them actually they have already certificates. We give them certificates who are well trained in gem making, juice making, add more value. And for that matter now, some of the local fruits now are being converted to some of the good liquor, a very expensive and of high value quality liquor. And we are now trying to promote the growing of those species and the well handling of those species so that the people can earn more income and at the end of the day secure their food. One thing I would like to bring forward is that forestry in Namibia, we are trying to cover as many aspects of the woody plants and their products. Fruits as a sort of non-timber or non-wood forest product, we feel that we have that responsibility to contribute to the promotion of that plant or of that product. However, we are not doing this in isolation. We are working together with the relevant ministries, such as the Minister of Agriculture. One good thing is that our partners in agriculture, they have a big number of people who are based in rural areas doing extension work. And we are working together to make sure that everybody gets this news by spreading the news all as a team together with other partners in the Ministry of Agriculture. We are working with the Ministry of Trade and Industry because that is one of our ministries which is promoting this kind of activities. We are exploring the opportunities for these people to get a small income so that they can be supported also by the ministry. There are some mechanisms to support this small-based and medium-based industry so that they can proceed with this kind of business further and at a larger scale.